Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Wadsmith, Farm Bureau. Part of the history of no-till farming, the first no-till planter, is on display in front of the Seymour Milling Conference Center at the University of Kentucky Grain and Forage Center of Excellence in Princeton. The planter was restored by Hopkins County FFA advisor Ben Brevet and some members of his FFA chapter.
The idea was actually 18 months ago, but we only found out about it throughout the summer. The idea was brought to us by John Maddox telling us about the planter. John and I got together over the summer and came up with a plan on how we were going to restore it, and we actually did the restoration after state fair. So we started on this in the late end of August.
Brevet says it was a major restoration project.
Pretty much all the disc openers had to come off of it. All the no-till cultures had to come off. The row units had to be disassembled because it's a two-tone paint job with the white cloud and the Persian orange. So we had to break down everything that was Persian orange and get it into the paint booth, and then we had to bring everything that was going to be the white cloud color.
He adds the planter also required some other repairs.
We had to totally do the hydraulic system, and we know that the cylinders were severely pitted. If we were to try to run hydraulic fluid through them, they would have blew hydraulic oil all over the place. So it was a full restoration on the hydraulics, put the row units back together, put many new AGCO parts back on it and Alice parts back on it. So it, I think you could almost go to the field with it and try to put some corn in the ground with it.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Hopkins County FFA advisor Ben Prevett says the project had a special meaning to him since he knew the family of no-till pioneer Harry Young.
Growing up in South Christian and being from Herndon originally and going to church with the Young family my whole young life, it was neat to have that family tie. For me to have Alice Chalmer tractors myself and to have that Alice Chalmer bond, John Maddox knew that I was just going to be licking my chops to get a hold of this project.
He adds it was a great learning experience for his students as well.
They learned a lot through our paint booth on how do you prep metal, how do you paint metal, how do you use, we weren't using rattle cans on this project, we were using full respirators, full paint suits, paint guns, mixing paint, how do you look at bearings, how do you assess disc blades, how do you look at tires and tubes, and I mean there were just so many moving parts and pieces that they'll get to use later on in life.
The planter was developed by Planters Hardware that was owned by Charles Buddy Maddox. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.